Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. How are we doing, Nico?
Doing well, sir. Doing very well. Another day of AI. Have more deals going on. Got OpenAI working with making a deal with SoftBank and putting out a program in Japan that's supposed to unveil next year. SBOAI Japan is what this venture is called. Trying to roll out crystal intelligence, transform Japan's corporate management and operational practices with AI. So, yeah, it's just a lot of the same things that we've been talking about in terms of like letting AI step into the fold and work with the actual operations of a business, to work with the decision making, to work with the actual management part of things. So it's nice to see it's rolling out there.
That's very interesting. Cause I did work for a couple of years for a Japanese based organization. And the three things that immediately come to mind this should be a good barometer of what, you know, is to come up, both from a challenge and opportunity perspective. One, like the way the country and economy is built off of technology innovation. Like when they choose to do things like that, they go all in, like, mm-hmm. And it's such a, just the region, like the way everything is composed, the country, everything's so close together. You can just create an alignment in ways that, like, it's very hard to do in bigger regions like the US, where it's way bigger, population's way more spread out. But from a challenge perspective, the two things that like will be very obvious as a need to solve for, so I'm curious if leaders over there are thinking about this way, is micromanagement. It's like baked into the culture.
Yeah.
But also like the stories we've heard about people like dying at their desk, right, from overwork.
Yeah.
AI is going to solve for both of those things, whether you ask it to or not. So it's kind of like, okay, how does it actually get applied in those ways? That's going to be super interesting to watch for sure.
Really will. I mean, like this rollout, I mean, this, among others, right, now points at, I think, I don't know if you watched or heard the latest moonshots, but points at the fact that OpenAI, so, you know, they were talking about that they were going to 2x revenues annually, and now they're saying it's going to be 2.5 annually. So, like, the worst estimates right now put OpenAI's revenue at $100 billion annually 2 years from now.
Yeah. And I would be surprised if that's not short of where they're going to be. Like, that's the thing. Like, this is a new paradigm. And what I mentioned in the post, like, continuing to listen to things where humans are trying to put what's happening in a human-based perspective, in a human-based like format that they can consume and they're comfortable with, and you know that's what our brains are built to do, is kind of like make up as much shit as we need to, basically, for it to make sense to us, for us to answer the question why and how and you know what's around the corner. And this is a scale and a speed that we cannot fathom. So mm-hmm. You're not going to be successful at least if you do that, it forces you to like hold AI back, to hold back what's possible for you and AI, actually, right?
Yeah.
And that the example that was brought to mind this morning as I'm on the morning walk is what HubSpot's been doing recently. And this is where it's even in the face of like HubSpot saying AI first and mm-hmm. using all the terms, like they've been telling us exactly what they're trying to do for like the last year and a half, at least. Like, we just don't know what AI first means. Like, that's why we can't conceptualize what they're doing, right? So they come out with this playbook, and I think it's easy to take shots because it's very easy to see, like, they're going up market, they're focused on sales, they're focused on product, and that's where all of the investment is going. We're hearing stories of renewals and contracts and sales being different and not getting as much support as we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, it's like AI first means like we're going to solve for this with AI, right? And not like as the priority and not in any other way. But to suggest that it's not on behalf of the humans is just wholly incorrect. And here's why I say that. Because for the same reason we've been showing up every day, like we show up every day because we want to try and keep up, right? And we want to help you understand that the only way to keep up right now is to show up every day, do something every day, like go at this speed, right? And if you don't, you are guaranteed, you know, to fall behind. So what I believe they are trying to solve for is our inability to go faster, like on our own, our inability to be agile on our own, our inability to scale, to talk about the scale of sending personalized emails, as an example,
mm-hmm.
to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. Like that is actually personal, right? And this, they're telling us we need to do it, which I agree with, because people, the buyers, are humans. We want everything to be like made for us, mm-hmm. like the time we need it and not at the time that we don't. We're going to put all these different variables in front. Well, you told me like this, so I just shut you off like right away. If you would have said this instead, oh, okay. I guess we're supposed to be mind readers. Good thing we've got AI to help with that now. But it is, and this is, and of course, it can look like it's a, they're trying to solve a product problem, right? But think about this, like they came out with inbound, right? Inbound was a solution to being outboundy and interruptive and things that just weren't working, right?
Yeah. Or
they were working, but people don't like it. They just didn't want it. Like, but it was the only way you could get business done. Mm-hmm. So then we create inbound as a way to create value and help, and just a completely different paradigm. As they put that out there, yeah, they're going to have a product that makes it easy to do blog posts and emails and do all the things that you need to do to execute inbound. So now, if they see all us humans failing at scale, failing at personalization, failing at showing up every day, they've been building the product to support that. That's what AI first has meant to me, at least, as you watch, as someone who watches product updates every day. Then finally, at inbound, it's like, okay, here's the new playbook, right? Because yep. They do want you to use the tools, but we know there's other tools available to us. But to connect these dots and say like, oh, this is just them trying to sell product, or them trying to, you know, get people to use the product. First of all, it's like, yeah, there's been tools like smart content, tokenization, and all this stuff that most businesses do not use, right? even at a lower scale.
Yeah.
Now everybody's feeling it, the need to be relevant on a daily basis, right? This is what top of mind looks like when you execute it. Like, if you want to be top of mind, you got to show up. And it's just interesting to hear people depict it as like, oh, it's just HubSpot's not focused on the customer anymore, when I can't think of a better way to focus on the humans that are paying you, right? Which is with AI, filling in the gap that you're never going to fill yourself. The things that I just mentioned that most businesses are not good at, and they've had access to tools for like 10 to 15 years, and they still don't use. Yeah, that's why AI is coming in, because it will be able to do these things. And can you let go of the control? Like, it's going to be the answer. So obviously a little bit of agenda today with that rant, but that's why we're here. Like, can we help you understand? Can we help you let go of things you're not going to understand, honestly? Right?
We do our best. We really try. No, but everything in that is no differently than, like, I mean, it all ties into the way in which marketing is obviously changing, the way in which businesses have to change. And I swear, like, I don't know any other time outside of like PDFs becoming a thing where management struggled so hard. Like, management is struggling so very hard right now. And the reason I know this is because of McKinsey, right? McKinsey put out a report showing that of the companies who have deployed AI, they are seeing, when it comes to like campaign creation, they're seeing a 15-fold increase in deployments. Okay. They're seeing productivity improvements. You know, again, I was just talking to Laura about this morning. It's like trying to throw KPIs on productivity improvements. I don't know what the hell that is. I really don't. I'm at a loss. But apparently whatever they are trying to measure, productivity improvements of 3 to 5% annually, and growth lifts of 10% or more at scale. However, nearly 80% of organizations report no significant bottom line gains from AI generally due to fragmented pilots, weak data, and insufficient governance. I can guarantee you that I guarantee you, play it back. Just play it back, Sam. It's definitely insufficient governance that's at the start of it. It's weak data that's underneath it. And it's weak ass pilots that are at the bottom. It's fragmented pilots is not even being nice. I've attempted to do some rollouts with orgs. It's really not pretty. It kind of depends, you know,
it's exactly what I was going to say. Not pretty.
Yeah. Like, it's just not pretty. It's a mindset shift.
100%.
It's not an applications learning thing. It's not a, here's how to learn how to use this app. It really is. Here's how to change the way you think about trying to solve your problems.
Yes. And like, this could be easy. Like, if you want to learn what that mindset is, the book 10X is better than 2X.
Mm, yep.
Like, nails it. And when we say things like, because what Nico's describing right now is it's failing. And this is the old paradigm. Like, I don't know if, like, 1% better every day is just such a good mantra. So I don't want to replace right. that one necessarily. But this concept of optimization, right? KPIs are built for that, like daily optimization. we've got to get to transformation. And that doesn't happen through 1% better every day, through 3% here, 5% here. Let's change this one thing of this broken damn process. Like, the process itself was built for a different time.
Right.
We're just going to like make one step better. Like, that's, no.
That's the like, I don't know. Yeah. That is the killer to me as well. It's just like, oh, well, you know, like human in the loop. Okay. I understand that, but it's not like human riding shotgun. Okay. Like, I'm seeing a lot of like human riding shotgun. HubSpot again is like, they're doing a really good job, in my opinion, of like illustrating where and what human in the loop represents. Okay. Like, a very stark representation of this is the prospecting agent, right? You look at prospecting agent, you look at the way it's set up, look at the way that it's set up to handle talking to your customers. It's set up in such a way that it'll do a fair amount of prospecting, but then you can set it up to do the handoff where, hey, I need to jump in here. This is the part of the process that like I add my special ingredient to that. You know, if you want to talk about improper rollouts, if you've got somebody on your team who is like the AI specialist or the AI strategist, that person should basically have a great breadth of knowledge, again, about the tools that are going to get used, so that they have an understanding of like the options that are available to everybody. And they should also have like a great understanding of just using AI, which again, from our side of the fence, is just the not like knowing how to work with it is knowing how to change your mindset about how you approach problem solving. The more you do that, the easier it gets. That's the best way I can put it. You just have to change your mindset. You have to knock down these age old barriers of no, I have to. You don't have to like all that anymore, right? So if you have somebody that's good, they come in and they take a look at the process and they take a look at every single step of what that sales rep is doing. And they're able to say, okay, here's the chunk that we're going to automate. This is the part that you're really good at and that you want to spend a lot of time on. And here's where it matters. And then we're going to automate the rest of this crap that like you're really bad at doing and you don't really do great with the follow-up anyway. So we'll deal with the rest of that, right? That's what a great pilot looks like. That's what a great rollout looks like. It looks like that person's problem and the AI rollout happened and was solved and was put in place that day. That's what that looks like. I did that yesterday. Started working with one of the guys on our team, and all we did was just walk through one of his problems. That's it. It was just a matter of, hey, show me how you run into an issue where once you start working with AI, you hit a wall. And we walked through it, and we walked through how to do it. And it was really, got to tell you, more often than not, this is the case. It was really just a matter of like him watching me and understanding how to change the way you talk to AI, how to change the way that you approach working with it. The same thing that I get after every single talk that we do, which is why we're starting up workshops very soon. The same response, man, my world just changed in the last, 20, 30 minutes just from watching how you interact with this stuff. It's like, yeah, because that's how that's supposed to happen. That's how rollouts happen. That's how rolling this stuff out to your organization, empowering your people, and increasing productivity. It has, like we talk about value, it has to happen on an individual basis. If I help, look, I'm in this stuff. I eat it, sleep it, breathe it. My wife hates me because of it. If I sat and tried to teach a room full of people, I would be wholly unsuccessful. And I would only hope that 20 to 30% walked away with what they needed to. And why? Because some of them might be too advanced. They fell asleep in the first 10, 15 minutes. Some of them might be too amateur. It went over their head after 20, 30 minutes. You have no idea. Everyone is in a different place right now. Everyone I talk to has a different skill level. I've only talked to one group where everybody was like nearly the same skill level. And it was because it was an AI group. Outside of that, when I have talked to people that are learning and stuff like that, it's all over the place. 1 to 5, 1 to 10, whatever scale you want to put it at, right? If you individually sit down with people, if you individually get them to understand how to leverage this technology, it doesn't take long. How many employees could you possibly have? Even if you had a ridiculous number of them, right? Start using AI to help you. Have them fill out survey information so that you can now break them down into groups, so that you can now put groups with you. Like, we got to tell you how to do this kind of stuff. You know, like, this is what we're talking about in terms of, like, this is how you use these tools to get to the next stage, to break down the difficult part so that you can get to the next part. So you break that down, get to the next part, right?
Yeah. And whatever the difficulties you're having, like, that use AI to figure that, to help figure that out, right? Like, I've been thinking about it.
It knows everything. It knows all the things. Stop acting like you know anything more than it knows. Please, like, you, the only time it really feels like that to you, that you know more than it does, because you talked to it wrong. Because you didn't give it enough context. Because you weren't talking, like, whatever it is. I guarantee you, I've yet to come across somebody to tell me, yeah, no, it does. I told it this and it didn't know, but I know. I've yet to come across it. Like, because maybe it didn't know in the one time you asked it, but then you asked it again and it did. Right. So it's like this whole like BS too of, hey, it didn't one shot my solution, so it sucks. I legitimately don't want to talk to you if like that's your attitude towards AI.
Yeah. It's like, we come back to trust milestones. And I think we're just going to be broken records in terms of like how, trying every way possible to describe what AI orchestration means and how to get there. Like, that's where it's such a dramatic shift. And even in the training sessions, like, those become just orchestration of AI and humans working together. Like, they have to figure it out on their own. We can't build these like training decks that are like, all right, you're going to do this. And then we're going to do this together. All right, everybody work through that. Right. Like, these setup processes, it just like, this is the personalization on the other side, like of learning, right? Like, we don't have to do anything by ourselves anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to, if you let us lean into AI and you help orchestrate that. And I get it. It's a completely different like paradigm. So you probably don't know how to deal with that, how to know whether it's working, which is why you bring AI back in. And this is something I haven't been talking about, but I thought about it this morning, related to the prospecting agent and AI powered, you know, emails, right? Because everything that's happening with email right now, there isn't one damn KPI that you have used before that applies to what's happening right now, right? So I haven't been talking about what to do about that, but guess what? Like, when it comes to understand whether it's working or not, you're gonna ask AI and be like, what's going on, man? How do we know if this is working or not? Like, we started with this prompt, like, it's human on the edges. Right. You're asking AI to do the personalization at scale because you can't.
Right.
Right. You're trying to give it the data. We're trying to get your context right in HubSpot and other systems, bringing it together, putting AI in a successful position. But how do you understand if it's working or not when you can't, when subject lines don't matter because every single subject line is different. Every word inside of these emails is different. You go a month. You go however long you want to go and say, hey, AI, let's check in. Like, and if this is your first time doing that, it's like, take a look. Like, what should we be looking at to determine if this is working for our organization? Mm-hmm. And I guarantee it's going to look for things like engagement levels, the things that you know, you just don't know how it works, like in this scenario, right? Which, man, why wouldn't you want to get out of like reports and all of the things that you've been forced at attribution, like get out of there, like come up here and be like, is value being created in the system? Just ask that question.
Right.
Right. Like, and I guarantee you're going to get some powerful answers that help you understand how to do this.
That's the thing is, like, I think about, and Chris knows this all too well. I don't know how close it is. I'm kind of working on the side, but I'm sure somebody else is working on it. So I'm probably just going to fork whatever they've got. You know, at the moment that I get Jarvis up and running, man, is it like seriously close to game over for like a lot of people. And I know most people don't understand what that means, but I'm not even joking. Like, it's already very much at a point where it's about 75-25 for me in terms of like talking to my computer and actually physically touching it. Like, the 25 is mainly my hand on the mouse. And sometimes I have to like tab over or something like that or use a shortcut. But once it's all hands free, it's gonna be nuts. And I'm never going to your point, like, I would never ask for a metric, right? If I had something like that, I would expect that it would just tell me, and I would expect it to tell me in layman's terms. I wouldn't expect like, hey, Nick, we're seeing a 15% drop in blah, blah, blah. I would expect it to say like, hey, that last campaign we ran doesn't seem like it's picking up as well. I'm not really sure exactly what about the segment they didn't like. Maybe it was this, maybe it was that. We should take a look at maybe trying this. That's what that conversation should be. Because if we solve for that, that fills the gap and we bring it back up. That's how you're solving the gap. You're not saying, oh, we're down by 15%. Okay, well, now let's go take a look at some statistical stuff and let's go numbers and let's go crunch stuff and, you know, maths and then, you know, email. What the hell is that?
We're going to help you have those conversations because you're not going to be able to avoid them. This idea of industry benchmarking and always looking outside for what to do next, like, just throw it out the damn window. You never like did it right anyways. You're like, all right, well, this one's 15%. And oh, I like what those guys did over there. So we're going to make that decision. And then next time that same exact metric comes up and you see the same person and their decision again, and it's, oh, that doesn't sound right for us. So we're going to completely change our decision-making like structure. It's just, yeah. Okay. So we're going to be here helping you have these conversations. So until tomorrow, everybody have a great Wednesday. Thanks, Nico.
See you guys.